faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings at a single bound. Look, up in the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, it's Superman!
Kellogg's Pep. P-E-P, Pep. Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, presents
The Adventures of Superman. Today, Clark Kent is given a cautiously mysterious message in answer to his one slim lead to young Bucky Taylor's whereabouts.
Hello there, gang. This is your pal, Dan McCullough. Say, all the fellas and girls in the gang are certainly hepped up these days about the swell new collections Kellogg's Pep is putting out. So let's get right down to business. Now, suppose I talk to the girls about their special collection later on and concentrate on the fellas right now. Now, here's the dope. Kellogg's Pep has a real keychain for you, a big silver-like He-Man chain just like Dad wears, and 12 different lucky pieces to collect and to wear right on that chain. Now, here's how you start. Make a note of this now. For the keychain only, send one box stop from Kellogg's Pep and 15 cents, that's a dime and a nickel, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And here's the lowdown on the lucky pieces to wear on the chain. Listen carefully now. There are 12 different shiny lucky pieces in all. Nifty small-scale models of a locomotive, a football, a skull and crossbones, a trolley car, a skate, and a Scotty dog, among others. And send for just as many as you like to start with. And with your first package, you're going to get a printed slip with the names and pictures of all the 12 lucky pieces on it. And you can keep right on ordering then until your whole collection is complete. Now, for each lucky piece, send one Pep box stop and one dime, plus the names of the lucky pieces you want, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? Send 10 cents and one Pep box stop for each of the lucky pieces, and for the keychain, send 15 cents and one Pep box stop. And the address for both is Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. And be sure to print your name and address clearly. Now, girls, you keep listening for what I'll have to tell you later on.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
In search of young Bucky Taylor, a 13-year-old orphan who had mysteriously disappeared from an ocean liner, Clark Kent went to Le Havre, France, to find a man named Philippe, who he believed had knowledge of the boy's whereabouts. But to Kent's astonishment, he found Herbert Calkins, ace Scotland Yard detective, bound and gagged in Philippe's room. Calkins explained that he was investigating a gigantic plot against the World Peace Organization, and that he had come to keep an appointment with Philippe. But as he arrived, an unseen assailant had knocked him out. Believing that the plot against the World Peace Organization was tied up with Bucky Taylor's disappearance, Kent and Calkins went to the cellar to examine a trunk left there by Philippe, when suddenly Kent shouted a warning and leaped forward, just as a terrific explosion ripped through the cellar. As we continue now, Kent is helping the dazed Calkins and Monsieur Doriot, elderly proprietor of the rooming house, to their feet. Listen.
Mr. Calkins... Monsieur Doriot, are you all right?
Oui, it's me so.
Say, Kent, what happened?
Somebody threw a cellar window open and heaved a hand grenade at us.
Sacre bleu.
You should say, who was it?
I don't know who he was, but it's plain he didn't want us to see what was in the trunk.
Oui, that is so.
Eh, but the trunk was empty.
Oh, no, it wasn't, Calkins.
I assure you. I say, where is the blooming trunk?
Blown to smithereens.
What?
That's right.
But, look here, old chap, we were bending over the trunk. If it was blown up by the blasted grenade, how is it we weren't blown up with it?
Why, you see...
It's a miracle.
Yes, I guess Storio's right. It was a miracle.
Wait. I remember that suddenly you, Kent, called out. Then you threw Dorio and me to the floor and sprawled over us.
That is right.
Well, never mind that now. We were lucky,
lucky
so...
Lucky, eh? You know, Kent, I'm once again beginning to think that you, old bean, are Superman.
Oh, please don't be silly, Mr. Calkins. I thought you'd got over that nonsense in Metropolis.
Well, you may have fooled me in the Metropolis, but I...
Forget that nonsense. Please, the police and fire department are coming, and that means a big crowd. Let's get rid of them as quickly as possible, because I've got something important to tell you about Philippe's trunk.
Police are gone now. So tell me what you said you know about Philippe's trunk.
Well, there were two snapshots in it.
Mm-hmm. Snapshots? In the trunk?
That's right.
Are you certain, old boy? I didn't see them.
Well, they were under the lining, you see, and
under
there was
the lining, eh? And you saw them.
The lining of the trunk was torn, and I just happened to see the snapshot stuck in one corner.
Hmm.
Yes, and what's more, I got a pretty good look at them.
Good. Recognize anybody you know?
One of them was a snap of Hobie Taylor and a young boy, probably Bucky.
Hmm. And the other?
I don't know who he was, but I can describe him accurately. And if I can find a good artist, we ought to be able to get a fair likeness of the fellow.
Splendid idea, by Jove.
Now the question is, where can we find an artist?
Well, that should be no great problem here, old man.
Oh, probably not.
As a matter of fact, our friend Dorio may be able to direct us to one.
Fine, let's get moving right away, while the details are still clear in my mind. Yes, and let's see, a very high forehead, deep-set eyes, strong cheekbones, wide, thin-lipped mouth, what might be termed a cruel mouth. Have you got all that, Henri?
Oui, Monsieur Kent. You have an excellent memory for details.
Thanks. Can you picture him in your mind?
Oui. I will attempt to make a sketch of this man now.
Good. Do it as quickly as you can, like a good fellow.
Oui, tout suite, monsieur.
And I hope this works out, Mr. Hawkins, so that it gives us a lead to the whereabouts of both Bucky Taylor and Philippe.
I jolly well do too, Kent. You see, I hadn't intended to tell you this, but since we pooled our resources, so to speak, I think you ought to know that Philippe was attached to the British Intelligence Service.
That's no surprise. I suspected something like that.
Really? Well, he was working on the case I told you of. The plot against the World Peace Organization, which we have reason to believe is sparked by a person known as the Man Without a Face.
And he must have had some contact with Hobie Taylor, the murdered Daily Planet correspondent, which is why his name was on the slip of paper I found hidden in Hobie's typewriter.
Righto.
What's more, I firmly believe Bucky disappeared because he knew about his father's story, too. So the same fellows who took Philippe away and tried to blow us up must have Bucky.
I agree.
Now we've got to find them and get their story.
But how? We have no clues.
Well, the snapshot in Philippe's trunk may be just what we need. How are you coming, Henri?
Regardez this sketch, please, Monsieur Kent.
Wicked-looking chap. Does this look like the man in the snapshot, Kent?
Yes, it does, just about, except... Let's see, I think his chin was a little longer.
Longer?
Yes.
Like this, monsieur.
Huh? Uh-huh, that's better, Henri. Now, there was a deep line between his eyes, right here.
Oui. I will sketch it in.
By Jove, I don't see how you can remember all that from just a glance, old boy. It's amazing.
Well,
now, monsieur.
Good. Now you've got him down to a T, Henri.
Yeah, I am glad.
Do you recognize this fellow, Mr. Hawkins?
Never saw him in my life. A wicked but rather distinguished-looking bloke, eh? What?
Oh, he is like the devil, that one.
You're right, Henri. Mr. Hawkins, I suggest we take the sketch to police headquarters on a chance that they may know him.
Just what I was going to suggest, old boy.
How much do we owe you, Henri?
Well, monsieur, I do not know. Whatever you say, monsieur.
All right, here. Take this $50. You've earned it.
Merci, monsieur. Merci.
Thank you, and goodbye. All right, Hawkins, next stop, police headquarters. You're sure you never saw the man in this sketch before, Captain?
I am positive, Monsieur Kent. A face such as this one, I would never forget.
Uh-oh.
Nor, as I have said, is this man in our dossier de criminel.
That's what you American chaps call the rogue's gallery, Kent.
Yes, I know. Well, where do we go from here, Hawkins?
Oh, you've got me, old chap. Looks as if we were up a dead-end street again. What?
I regret I cannot help you, monsieur.
Oh, you've done what you could, Captain.
I say, I have an idea, Kent.
We need one badly.
I suggest we have photographs made of this blooming sketch and have it published in all the papers. Follow me?
Swell. We can ask anyone who might recognize our man to communicate with us. Perhaps even offer a reward for information.
I do.
Let's also send photographs to every central police department in the world.
Good. Come on, old boy. We'll find a photographer and get busy. This may turn the trick.
Eagerly, Clark Kent and Herbert Hawkins hurry from police headquarters to find a photographer and put their plan into operation. Will it bring results and perhaps lead them to the missing Bucky Taylor? We'll be back in a moment to find out, so stand by.
Now, here's what I promised to tell the girls all about that nifty new collection Kellogg's Pep has for you. It's a shiny, silver-like charm bracelet and 12 different charms to go with it. Fun to collect and doggone smart-looking to wear. Now, get your pencil busy while I tell you how to start your collection. For the bracelet only, send one box top from Kellogg's Pep and 10 cents, that's a dime, to Superman, Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. That gets you the bracelet to start off with. And, of course, you want to collect all 12 bright, shiny charms. They're nifty, small-scale models of a piano, a cuckoo clock, binoculars, a Scotty dog, violin, and a telephone, among others. And you won't want to miss out on a single one. So here's what you do. You send for just as many of these charms as you like to start off with. Then, with your first package, you'll get a printed slip with the names and the pictures of all the 12 charms. And you can just keep right on ordering until your whole collection is complete. And here's how you send for them. For each of the charms, send one box stop from Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal, and one dime, that's 10 cents, plus the names of the charms you want to Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. You got that? That's 10 cents and one Pep box stop for each of the charms, 10 cents and one Pep box stop for the charm bracelet. And the address for both is Superman Department 1R, Battle Creek, Michigan. Be sure to print your name and address clearly so girls get going on your collection of charms from P.E.P., the Sunshine Cereal, Kellogg's Pep.
As we continue now, 24 hours have gone by since Clark Kent and Herbert Calkins decided to publish their artist's sketch of the photograph Kent saw in Philippe's trunk. The daily papers in Le Havre, Marseille, and Paris have already printed the sketch, but so far there have been no replies. As evening draws close, Kent paces the floor of their hotel room anxiously, while the Scotland Yard detective is calmly shaving.
I say, Kent, stop pacing the floor like a blooming lion, will you? It bothers me, you know.
Sorry, but I'm worried, Mr. Calkins. I had hoped that someone would have recognized that sketch by now and called us.
Frankly, so did I, but all in good time, old boy.
Time is what there isn't much of.
I know, but we'll keep the picture running in the French papers and send it on to England and the continent tomorrow. We're not licked yet, by Jove.
I don't know. Bucky's been missing for over a week, and now Philippe's gone. This clue doesn't pan out. Where are we?
No place, old chap, no place. But it's always darkest before the dawn, you know.
Platitudes like that don't make the suspense more bearable.
Relax while I have a shower. Always think best when I'm showering. I'll be with you directly.
Okay. No, why doesn't somebody call? Why is it that... Oh, there's the phone now. Hello?
I wish to speak with Monsieur Kent or Monsieur Calkins.
Well, this is Clark Kent. Who's calling?
My name is Jean Bertrand.
Yes?
It is you who will pay for information about one whose photograph appears in the newspaper.
Yes, yes, I'll pay very well. Can you tell me anything about the man in the photograph?
Oui, I know that one.
You do? Who is he? Where can I find...
Monsieur. You say you will pay money for such information, and me, I am poor.
Well, yes, but
also, it is dangerous to speak of that one in the photograph. You understand, monsieur?
Why, yes, I understand. Will you come to my hotel?
No. I cannot come to your hotel, monsieur.
Why not?
I was in the last war, and, well, I am unable to walk, you see.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, we'll come to you, then. Where are you?
We, monsieur, who are we?
Mr. Calkins and myself.
Bien. But remember, there must be only the two of you, because I endanger my life when I give this information. It is only because I am very poor that I take the chance.
I assure you, there'll be just the two of us. Tell me, where can we see you?
Come to 12 Rue Marguerite.
12 Rue Marguerite?
It is a small house near the Great Harbor.
We'll find it. You may expect us there right away.
Bien. You will bring money with you, monsieur.
Yes, of course I will. We'll be right along. Goodbye.
Au revoir, monsieur. I await you.
Hawkins! Hawkins, get out of that shower and get dressed! Hurry, man! Hurry!
What will our friends find and learn at 12 Rue Marguerite? Are they now really on the trail of young Bucky Taylor and Philippe and the plot against the World Peace Federation? Or could this be a trap set for them by the sinister, mysterious man known only as the Man Without a Face? There's a thrill a minute in tomorrow's exciting episode, fellows and girls, so don't miss it. Be sure to tune in tomorrow, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC comic magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Sunshine Cereal. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.